Kundaro Street of Mela Mutter. Modernista and Nocentista, Girona. What do you think of the picture you can see before you? Do you like it? It's the Kundaro Street, just in front of the museum entrance. When you leave, you can see whether the work does it justice. As the panel says, it was painted in 1914 by the Jewish artist Mela Mutter. She was from Poland, but established in Paris, arriving in Girona in 1914 to give an exhibition. No sooner did she set foot in the city than she created a stir of expectation in Girona's artistic circles. She lost no time in joining the social gatherings at the Café Norat in the Rambla, where artists, writers, and literature lovers from Girona and elsewhere would congregate to discuss painting, literature, and music. Xavier Montsalvatge, Rafael Masó, Manolo Auger, and Carla Rahola, just to name a few of the regulars. Bohemian Girona. Cultural life was thriving in Girona before the Spanish Civil War, both in terms of popular culture, such as cinema, which arrived in the city in 1909, as well as more highbrow artistic culture associated with Modernismo during the 1910s, and Nocentismo from the 1920s. Nocentismo became quite extensive in Girona, with buildings and constructions, many of which were signed off by Rafael Masó. He was also the architect who instigated and designed the Atenea, the center for Nocentismo in Girona. Built in 1913, it was a concert hall, a conference center, and of course, held exhibitions such as that of Mela Mutter. Years later, the Ateneo de Girona took over the baton and became the city's center for the arts. All this was interrupted by the dictatorship of Primo de Rivera, and then shattered by a cruel civil war and a fascist dictatorship that lasted a long, very long time. But evidence of Girona's early 20th century bohemian, artistic, and free-thinking past still exists in all the buildings around us. Enjoy them.